Okay, hearing none, item number nine, report from liaisons for Region 6, Coastal, Region 7, Brazos G, and Region H. I know I have a report from Region G, but are there any others that may have a report for us today?
Brandon Glenlord, nothing really much to report from Region H. They did meet a couple of weeks ago, selected Friesen Nichols as their technical consultant. And they're moving along much like all of the other water planning regions in getting things finalized on contracts and that. There's some deadlines for August, end of August, for those contracts to be in place, but very early in the program. So a lot of stage setting going on.
Yeah, and this is that 5-year cycle. And if I understand correctly, pre-planning meetings are coming up. That's something that also Region Brazos G, their next meeting day is to be determined. They just met recently, and their pre-planning meeting is coming up as well. They just haven't established a date yet for that. In addition to that, it was announced at Region G that I am their liaison, and so I appreciated the recognition associated with that. And I will continue to watch what's going on in Region G. Are there any other updates?
I can do a brief one for Region 7. They're, you know, I think this is going to be a theme as we go through this whole thing. They're in a similar spot as we are in terms of just collecting lots and lots of public input. They sent out over 1,000 individual letters to cities, counties, emergency management districts, the state, just to kind of get their input on their planning process going forward. And then they're also looking at existing floodplain management strategies and starting to establish goals. So I think we're going to kind of mirror each other. So updates will be pretty similar as we go forward.
Excellent. Thank you, Matt. Any other updates?
This is Mark Vogler. Region 6 and 10 are also running neck and neck with us on pretty much everything we're doing. They're the same level.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.